KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today, the high around 72. We picked up 31 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall in Atlantic yesterday. Messina reported an inch and a half. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Topping our local news, a collision in Atlantic Wednesday night between a Chevy Suburban and a man on a bicycle resulted in a death of a local man. 21-year-old Rudy Moses of Atlantic died from his injuries at the Cass County Hospital. Moses was traveling northbound on Locust when he was struck in the middle of the intersection with 6th Street by the SUV driven by 21-year-old Kayla K. Elliott of Atlantic. The accident, which happened around 9 p.m., remains under investigation. Assisting at the scene was the Atlantic Police Department, Cass County Sheriff's Deputies, Atlantic Fire and Rescue, and Medevac Ambulance. Firefighters from Marnie, Atlantic, Lewis, and Hancock were called to assist with the structure fire in rural Walnut early this morning at around 4:30. The blaze occurred at 50507 Sumac Road. According to dispatch reports, a barn was fully engulfed in flames and had collapsed by 5 a.m., and the flames were near some other structures. No other details are currently available. Authorities have charged two people with first-degree murder in the death of a Des Moines man whose body was found by officers in the back of a vehicle earlier this summer. 50-year-old Jeffrey Lee Stendrup of Clive and 24-year-old J.C. Sheeter of Coon Rapids were charged Wednesday in the death of 36-year-old Jeremy McDowell. McDowell was found dead June 22nd in Newton in the back of a vehicle Sheeter had been driving. Sheeter had called police that day to say that McDowell had been assaulted and needed medical attention. She drove to Newton to meet police, who found McDowell dead in her back seat. Authorities believe Stendrup suspected McDowell of stealing items from him and beat McDowell with a baseball bat in an effort to get the items back. Red Oak police report 57-year-old Tony Joe Christensen of Red Oak was arrested at around 5:40 p.m. Wednesday. Christensen was taken into custody in the 1500 block of Broadway Street on a charge of public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. In an update to our story yesterday, Pottawatomie County Chief Deputy Rob Ambrose reports an Atlantic man was injured during a motorcycle accident late Tuesday morning in Pottawatomie County. 71-year-old Paul Fisher was riding a 2009 Kawasaki motorcycle westbound on Highway 6 at around 11:25 a.m. when his leather coat came loose from the straps and caught the rear wheel. The coat became entangled in the wheel and caused it to lock up. Fisher managed to keep the cycle upright until it rolled onto its side on the road in front of 48606 Highway 6 in Pott County. The man was wearing a helmet. He suffered injuries to his face, arms, and chest and was transported by Griswold Rescue to the Cass County Hospital. No citations were issued. The cycle sustained about $5,000 damage. And a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Deputy on patrol in the area of Antique City Drive and North Street in Walnut Tuesday night conducted a traffic stop on an SUV without license plates. The driver, 38-year-old Daniel Harvey Posh of Harlan, was arrested on charges that include possession of a controlled substance, 4.2 grams of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, a marijuana pipe, and forgery. His bond was set at $2,000. In our funeral announcements, Eldon Arnold Tibben, age 93, who's formerly of Audubon, died Monday in Sutton, Nebraska. Funeral services for Eldon Tibben will be today at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Chicly, Nebraska. Lorraine Vidane, age 99, of Sarasota, Florida, and formerly of Atlantic, died August 30th in Florida. Funeral services for Lorraine Vidane will be today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marion Henderson, age 93, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. A visitation for Marion Henderson is today from 3:30 until 5 at the Heritage House with a remembrance program at 4 o'clock. Armstrong Funeral Home of Mount Air is in charge of the arrangements. John Jack Rasmussen, age 81, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Service for Jack Rasmussen will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Oakwood Cemetery in Casey. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Franz Cardell, age 92, of Avoca, died Sunday at the Missouri Valley Hospital. Funeral services for Franz Cardell will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland is assisting the family. Ronald McBride, age 65, of Temple, Texas, and previously of Atlantic, died August 21st. A memorial visitation with family and friends will be held on Sunday from noon until 2 o'clock at the City Park in Hancock, with a military honor guard present at noon for a short service and lunch to follow. If the weather is inclement, activities will be held at the Hancock Fire Station. Kathleen Flair, age 70 of Harlan, died August 21st at her brother's home in Atlantic. A visitation for Kathleen Flair will be held Sunday from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. John Anthony Giefing, age 76 of Grant, died Tuesday at his home. Memorial services for John Giefing will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning. Susan Michelle Schnack, age 66 of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. A memorial service for Susan Schnack will be held September 12th at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. And Carolyn Comstock, age 80 of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Carolyn Comstock are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.